First Baptist Church of Redmond, December 24th, 2014, Christmas Eve.
I'm going to take one tray for each side. I'm going to ask you to take a candle and then just pass the tray on back. So everybody, if you'd like to participate, please get a candle, and then you guys just have to work out how you're going to connect with each other. This is our point. Our point is that Christ came as a light in the darkness. Without God's truth, the world is a very, very dark place. Our Lord came to us to show us the way in which we should live. He lived the light our way. He was the way, the truth, and the life. And the Bible tells us that we are supposed to live with Christ shining in us. Because, yes, the world can be a dark place without the light we need from God. The Bible tells us that Jesus lights the way for the humble. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. God reminds us that even though so oftentimes God is honored when his people are recognized as they serve him by showing the character of Christ, that these things come as our first desire, our first plan is to give God the glory, to honor him, and to be his servant. Jesus will have a name above all names, and everyone will bow before him, but that is because he came first to be the humblest of all, to not exercise the power and liberty he possessed as divinity, but he came to give himself for us. Jesus lights the way for the lost. Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he is also a son of Abraham. For as the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." Luke 19. When people came asking very simply, "Oh, what is the plan? Why are you here? What are you doing?" The truth Jesus came to magnify, magnified our distance, our darkness, as we're illustrating now, and the light, the very simple light that has come in the person of the Son of Man. And Jesus is the light to God's grace for us all. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten, the unique Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. It is that grace, that truth, that power that comes from our faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that makes the great difference. If you see by illustration, the world can be a dark place. But as we take the light and very simply share it, and we'll ask you as much as you can to cautiously share the light with the person next to you. Well, that's when you just keep passing it back. There's one light on each side, and then keep going from there. As you can see, as the light slowly spreads from person to person, we're illustrating that this is God's plan. God does not have another plan than from people to one at a time, person to person, share the message. Because as we've said, God has no grandchildren. You would like to influence your children, your grandchildren, but they have to make the decision themselves. They have to share the light, and they have to receive the light one person at a time. Missionaries sometimes take the light to a faraway land, as we're seeing illustrated there. And as it goes, then the light can spread there as it can spread as easily as to the person next to you. But the importance is The light has to be shared. There's no other plan but us, and it's very simple that God describes himself as light, because as the light shines in the darkness does not overcome light. People don't say, turn on the dark, because it's already dark. That's the point. But when you introduce light, everything changes. And it's tonight that we recognize and remember the coming of the light as Jesus, the unique one, the one who was God of very God, just of the same substance as of the Father and the Spirit, divine. He is the one who came to this world to show us what the Father is like. They asked him, Jesus, just show us the Father. And he said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Luke 15, about seeking an animal, a coin, or a child. That's what the Father does, is the Father seeks us. And our job is to respond, to repent, to change, to take the message of salvation, and to let it consume our entire lives, just as light as fire consumes what it burns. So God's truth should consume and change everything about us.